Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Zach Evanes from ZachEvanes.com, and we've got an awesome interview with Moni Isaac from Commando, KravMaga.com. And this is an amazing system that Moni teaches. It is international. I mean, we also want you guys to see Facebook.com/ Moni Isaac, MoniAizik. And you're going to see, I mean, an amazing reality-based training system. And we're going to talk about how you could implement this. I've been through a portion of Moni's course, a day of it, and just one day, the amount of information you could pick up is powerful. And Moni just sent me a new DVD set of his. So we're going to talk about how you can mesh this reality-based training system as well as Moni's fitness system, which is awesome, and I think you guys are going to really connect with. So Moni, thanks for being on the phone, taking time out from your schedule.
It's a pleasure, Zach, and you know, as an old friend, I know for sure that you're as busy as I am, so I appreciate that too.
This is going to be very cool. What we want to talk about is, and really the reason why this was spurred on is, I've been following Moni for many years, probably about 6 years now. Moni grew up in Israel and went through the Israeli military, and my father was actually fought in one of the same wars as Moni. And Moni's style of training, it's through military, and it's also for regular, everyday people. But what really inspired me to connect with Moni was when my first baby was born, my daughter, I became a lot more concerned with safety for my family and just being able to protect my family, which sometimes you think won't happen in the area you're in. And what I was speaking with Moni about was a good friend of mine, extremely, extremely fit person, was robbed at gunpoint when she was entering her car, stole all her belongings, credit cards, all her money, thousands of dollars, and all things out of her car. And it's something that we think could never happen to us, and sometimes we think it won't happen in some of the nicest places. And just in my area, a place that you is like super low crime rate, there was a spree of people's cars getting broken into in the middle of the night, and if somebody was out and about at that time, it could have been extremely dangerous. So, Boni, what inspired you to come out with really the, you know, your current system of the close quarter tactics, Commando Krav Maga? Why did that inspire you about people being attacked in small areas, elevators being broken into in their homes, in their cars, places like that? Why did that inspire you?
Well, the answer is basically in the question itself. Most of the violence that happened against us are in very confined places. It could be at home, it could be when you go to the bar, it could be when you're in your car, anywhere you are in close quarter, and could be a trouble. And this is the reason that we address that in our last DVD. But let me take one step back. First of all, I really like what you said before. The reason that you came to the boot camp that you're running was, you know, as a father and thinking about your obligations. Basically, we have the right and obligation as a human being to protect ourselves and protect our loved ones. And this is a reason for Commando Krav Maga. Commando Krav Maga give you the fastest way and the easiest way to perform under stress and pressure and being able to protect yourself and your loved ones. And, you know, you will never forget to yourself if you could not save your loved ones if something bad happened to you. And so there is no question that each and one of us have to be equipped with the knowledge to be able to deal with knife, guns, strikes, you know, ground, everything that might happen to you. Because regardless of how strong you are, there are many circumstances that, you know, a weapon can be introduced, fewer people going to attack you at the same time, and so forth. So you need to know tactically how to smartly maneuver and survive. this is what Commando Krav Maga is about. And on the last DVD that we came, which is probably one of the best informative DVDs that I ever produced, we have four DVDs, one dealing with how to protect yourself at home if there is home invasion, if somebody break into your house and try to kidnap your family or hurt you or whatever is going to happen. Then you have one that related to everything that might happen to you if you sit in a car and somebody want to either car hijack you or and so on. Then we have next one in the club. Whenever you go to the club, you know, trouble can happen there. And the last one is a variation of confined places, which could be, you know, when you go to the ATM machine and so on. You really need that information to survive. And the way I teach in the DVD, I give the information the same as I'm teaching my best instructors. Very detailed and very, very simple to understand, showing you not just how to perform the techniques, but how to practice it with a friend, how to avoid the common mistakes, and how to perform it also under stress and pressure.
What about, because this is more of a home study course, and it's not like there are, because it is so detailed, though, you show the scenario of doing it correctly and also the scenario of what happens to somebody who doesn't know how to defend themselves in the instance or the scenario. If I wanted to implement this and I've got a friend, what would be the way for us to do this? Would we watch the entire DVD and then start implementing each part on our own as like a warm-up prior to a workout, or as a workout in itself? What would be some of the most effective ways for us to implement these methods?
Well, I tell you, most of the people, what they do, they purchase the Fight for Your Life DVDs, and the Fight for Your Life DVDs are the DVDs that we're talking about. They watch it entirely, and in the DVD, as you probably saw yourself, we have one portion that's showing actually the scenario going bad. For instance, you going to a club and somebody drunk spill a drink on you and fight start and you're doing the wrong thing, and the next thing you know, somebody stab you in your stomach and you're on the floor. And then when we start with that, it's actually a live scene that we shot in a club and so forth. Then we go into a club and I'm teaching the same person that got stabbed how to perform the technique slowly, properly, what to do, where to look, how to move, what to say, everything. And at the end, after all the drills, we show again a live scenario from the club, which the same guy that was stabbed at the beginning, this time is acting properly, and he kicked back, and he's performing properly the way CKM is supposed to perform. Now, what they do, most of the people, they watch the DVD completely, and then they take a friend and practice one section and practice this section probably for a week or two. So every time they have a time, they just hang together till they feel comfortable with that. And then they're moving to the next scenario and so forth. But I tell you, most of the people also start to come to our boot camps, because the boot camps are probably the best way, as you know, firsthand, Zach, to get a proper feedback. You're coming to a boot camp, and in a boot camp, you train 10 to 12 hours non-stop, and in those 10-12 hours you get, for 4 days, it's a 4 days course, every day huge amount of information, starting from slow motion, blindfolded, because we are very technical, and gradually working to teach you how to work under pressure, dark spaces, light spaces, noise against one, two, and even three attackers that attack you randomly with guns, knives, strikes, ground, and you're just acting like a machine. By the end of the 4 days, you are able to protect yourself and your loved ones, and we have thousands of people and testimonials in our website that people can actually read. People change their life by coming to those courses, and many people save their life because of those courses. So the DVD is a great way to practice, but even better way is to come to the boot camps and do one of our intensive boot camps. It's challenging, it's tough, you will have for the entire day only one time break for 7 minutes. Of course, you can always have something next to you to drink or to bite, but we are constantly working. It's a boot camp as boot camp supposed to be.
What about, here's a big thing, and I think back to my experiences through many different like forms of combat. One as a wrestler, a competitive wrestler. Another, I remember as when I was a bartender, and it was in a pretty rough bar, and I was fairly new, and a fight broke out. And I'm thinking of like the psychological factors involved in Commando Krav Maga and real life situations. And now just thinking of my friend who was robbed at gunpoint. What is like the frequency of training somebody would need? I'm sure it's probably different for everybody. And also you spoke about training in light, in dark, outside, inside, in heat, in cold weather, out in the woods, in close rooms. What's the frequency and different styles of training somebody needs to have that psychological point where it carries over from actual practice training with somebody to when it happens in real life, or is it just different for everybody?
Well, it's a great question, Zach. I have to say the first thing that happened is that the mindset changed completely in the boot camp. You start to understand what's the difference between traditional martial art or sport competition to reality. And we actually demonstrate it for you. For instance, let's say you talk about the wrestler. If the wrestler is going to feel that somebody insults his girlfriend, and you have to charge and do double leg takedown and take you to the ground and kick the shit out of you so you will feel, you know, like a man. If we just introduce a very tiny 4-inch blade concealed weapon in the small guy that was insulting, and the wrestler will take him down to the ground and the guy is pulling the knife, it can slash him to pieces before the wrestler will be able to do anything. So you start to understand that there is no referee. There is nobody will give you points for taking down. And you have to think about how to survive and not just how to kick back. When you understand that, then you're fighting the way survival is supposed to be, with all the proper way and the psychology and so forth. And of course, after the 4 days, your mindset change and you understand what you should or should not do. And then training after what will be probably minimum of twice a week that you won't like to train, either under a certified instructor, or if you become certified instructors after you finish the boot camp, you can start teaching, because while you're teaching, you're learning the most. Talking about your friend that got robbed with a gunpoint, this is happening more and more all over the world. And I can tell you, you know, it's her call to say, okay, here is my money, take my money, that's okay, leave. The problem is that many times the people that giving the money, still the other guy will shoot you. And the reason for that, it could be a low life that really don't like the way you smell with aftershave, and he's you know, he's from nowhere, or it could be that he's just nervous and his hand is shaking all over the place, or he's under drugs. So it's a very, very tough call to say to you, okay, give the money, don't give money. What we teach you is that if the gun is in reach and you can take the gun, you take the gun. And we train to a point that people actually try to do it when somebody shoots, not with a real gun, but we have practicing guns. And you learn to see that the reaction time of the guy, especially if you use psychology, is such that you're always going to be able to take the gun, especially with our evolved Commando Krav Maga techniques. Yeah. I also want to mention, people should not confuse us with old style of Krav Maga. We are the Commando Krav Maga, which is a style that's been evolved from the old style of Krav Maga and taking the world in storm. Actually, we are the fastest growing reality-based system in the world at the moment. Okay, Zach.
The I think also what we need is Moni's system has come about since instructing. You've been instructing this since quite a young age, and it's evolving because you're always traveling to the different countries with the different military units, and working with units that are really constantly at war, so your methods are always evolving. What's really, I remember like the psychological thing of when there was the first time a large brawl broke out in the bar, I was caught off guard by an extremely big guy who started shouting and yelling. And the guy who worked with me said that in those instances, he goes, the first time, he goes, you're scared. He goes, you're not really, you've never been trained in this. He goes, that's happened so many times here that I always have my mind made up that I'm going to get the person to leave. I'm going to make the person leave. Like he, basically what he was saying is, I've trained regularly, and my mind is just on automatic. Somebody shouts at me, somebody, you know, has a weapon, I know what to do. It's like second nature, and that's pretty much, is that pretty much what you're saying?
Exactly, and this is the reason the way we train is so unique and special. We train you under stress and pressure. People yell at you, slap your face, push you, take you to the ground, three people attacking you, you get the feeling, very uncomfortable feeling, that you're under stress. And now you have to perform. And you learn how to perform the most simple way possible, because under stress and pressure, anything complicated is impossible to perform. So it has to be so simple that in one or two moves, you will be able to do it. And this is the beauty of our system. We believe that simplicity is genius. We simplify all techniques and we combine it in a way that they are all related. So it's very easy to understand the maneuver from a gun disarming to knife disarming. It's so simple, you will be able to do almost identical work and still be able to survive. And yes, you're right. People who have never been exposed to any kind of violence attack are completely shocked. And this is... could happen to the strongest, biggest guys on earth. If he never been exposed to that,
right,
he will feel completely out of his element, and the other guy can catch him in surprise. This is why Commando Kramla trained you to train environment that very close to what might happen to you in the street.
When we a lot of like the memories of just like being inexperienced, my first ever fight, and we spoke about this years ago, the first time my first fight I was 16 years old, and I remember all the only experience I had with any kind of fighting really was just wrestling, which is like you said, with referee, one-on-one, with all these rules. And I was going into a convenience store, and there's these two guys out front that were staring at me and my friend. And 15 minutes later, when we walked out, there was now 12 or 15 of them. And what I thought would be, you know, a fight of just me against another guy became a fight of, I remember he started pushing me, and the only thing I knew how to do was do a double leg takedown. I didn't know how to throw a punch or how to do anything in close quarters or how to fight against multiple people. And I remember I got him to the ground and didn't know how to hit him. And he started shouting, get him off, get him off. And in seconds, there must have been 7, 8, 9 guys kicking me, and I was pinned against the door. And I didn't know how to defend, like, multiple attackers. I also didn't have the mindset of how to, I believe these guys were drunk. So the psychological and the regular training is extremely critical. And what I'm saying is I've been to Moni's event for only one day, and I still remember so much of that. But what about, let's say somebody wants to incorporate this into their fitness, your style of training for Commando Krav Maga and really survival is very, very different. A lot of outdoor training, I see you on Facebook, like you're training on the beach or doing deep diving. What would you recommend for somebody who wants to implement this and also, you know, change their psychology through this like style of fitness training that you also use that could help blend Commando Krav Maga? What kind of training would you like to see people start doing, like physical training?
Well, first of all, you brought very interesting points, Zach. I think that the first part was what we have to remember, that the last place that you want to be in a fight is on the ground. And as you know firsthand, if you go to the ground and you think you're one-on-one and you have five people attacking, you have no chance to survive against five people. One of them will come with a chair, the other one with a bottle, the third one with an axe, and you're finished. You do not want to be on the ground, and this is why in Commando Krav Maga we have the concept of 5-second rule. We teach you how to escape from the worst scenario on the ground and stand on your feet in 5 seconds. Now, saying that, it doesn't mean that I don't like to learn jiu-jitsu and or to train jiu-jitsu. I'm, you know, black belt in jiu-jitsu, and I love to do that for sport because it's beautiful. It's like playing chess on the ground. Yet, I will never, ever going to use it in reality. In reality, I'm going to use the Commando Krav Maga tactic of standing on my feet in 5 seconds and be able to fight, because I have a better chance on my feet against five people than on being on the ground. This is the first part. The second part, which is very interesting, and you're absolutely right, we do not believe that you can be a couch potato and be able to survive. We believe that you have to be in survival fit mode all your life, and that means that you should be able to fight for your life at any age, under any circumstances, and that means that you have to have good heart, good cardio, good body, strong body, agile body. And talking about that, what you do, Zach, is amazing. I've been following you for years, and what you are offering is a lot of things that are very much of what you really need. And this is the type of workout that I do. We have our Elite Combat Fitness style, which is all about how to use your body and train outdoor with body. Sometimes we do it with tires, sometimes with a sledgehammer, sometimes we do it with different equipment. But most of the time it's all about using your own body, which is making you in a kind of shape that you're very functional shape. You can move things fast, you can move the entire body to do the move and so on, as opposed to just go to lift weights all the time and you become stiff and unable to do certain things. So those who want to check our type of workout can go to elitecombatfitness.com or on our site, commandokrav-maga.com, and see many, many examples of what we do. We also came with some awesome DVDs about how to keep in shape, indoor, outdoor, with yourself, with a partner, and so forth. But underground has so much to offer that I myself sometimes peek and get some different ideas. It's awesome thing that you do, Zach.
Thanks, Moni. I want to just close out. I mean, if you could give people like a final tip on who, I mean, this could really be applicable for anybody. It's not just for somebody like myself who's a husband, a father. I think of this stuff all the time, like leaving my gym with money in my pocket and it's dark outside. I mean, this is really going to be applicable for all people. But I think one thing we didn't really cover is I think some people feel that certain types of training are just men or just women. When I went to your course, there was a girl there that, I don't know, she may have been like 105 pounds, and she was awesome. So your style is for men and for women, am I right?
Yes, and any size and any shape, like body type, what I mean. And this is the beauty about it, because it's all based on biomechanics. It's not based on, I'm stronger than you, I will be able to take it away from you, or I'm going to be able to beat you. Because if you think that you're strong, there is always somebody stronger than you. And that's that's a reality. And if you set up your mind, no matter how strong you are, and I'm very strong myself, I know that there are always people stronger than me. So what I'm using is not just my strengths. I'm using biomechanics, tactics, and psychology with, of course, being in good shape, which allow me to fight for longer time and properly, and I will be able to survive better than the average Joe. And definitely, I think it's a combination of all the above. And you're right. We have small women in our system that can take gun from any man, regardless how strong he is holding it, and dealing with any man that's coming with a knife and try to stab her 7 or 8 times just because she knows how to maneuver. And so this is the principle of Commando Krav Maga.
This is awesome. And it's something that I wanted to get on the website, because I'm always covering I'm always covering fitness, but I'm contacted just constantly by people that are in the military. Lots of parents are on my blog and reading this, and I think that if we're just training fitness, that, or if I'm just, you know, giving fitness information, I'm not really doing justice. Moni's stuff is amazing. It's something that you want to check out. And also, I've got an extra DVD set that was sent to me by accident. So what Moni and I are going to do is, for the next few days, and I'll put the specific details on the blog, we're going to offer somebody the opportunity to get the Fight for Your Life 4 DVD set, which is based on the close quarter tactics. And it's something that somebody's going to have to really want to really have a heart and want to use this. I first got involved with this when I wanted to be a better father, a better husband, and just protect my family. So we're going to give you an opportunity to get this in your hands, and we will post the comments or the details below. So, Moni, I want to thank you for your time. I want to remind everybody to check out. There's a lot of videos with different information. Really what I'm saying and what Moni said in the past 20 minutes is not going to do justice. You have to go to CommandoKravMaga.com to check it out. And also friend up Moni on Facebook. We'll put that also on the blog. But Moni, you have any closing comments for the people that are listening?
Well, train smart and be safe. It's all about being, you know, it's like carrying insurance. If you don't have insurance, you're kind of careless and something happened to you, you're really screwed. And carrying the knowledge of Commando Krav Maga is having the best insurance, that if somebody going to attack you or your loved ones, you will be able to perform. And you never know when that can happen, because with today, what's going on, it's getting worse and worse. Just read the statistic of what the violence happened, and we never think that it's going to happen to us till all of a sudden our neighbor house been broken and they raped the family and killed the father, and then we start to realize, and it might be too late. So take the proper steps now and be smart. So be smart and be safe.
Awesome. Moni, you're the man. I will email you all this information, and we're going to get this up on the blog tomorrow.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Zach, and good luck.
Thanks, Moni. I will talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Moni, talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.